Okay, today's daf is Baba Kama and daf Chaf Hei. Chaf Hei in Ketzer Regel. As we mentioned, we continue with the Mishnah. We'll get into Dayo, and then we'll have some Tum and Tara discussions. Let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Shor HaMazik B'Rishus HaNizak.
Moment,
I
forgot a safer here.
Okay. Shor HaMazik B'Rishus HaNizak Ketzer. So the Shor HaMazik in Rishus HaNizak Ketzer. This is a quote, if you remember, from the first parak. The first few Mishnayos here in the second parak are all discussing in-depth lines that appeared in the Mishnah at the end of the first parak. So we're up to the next one. We discussed Regel, that was in the first Daf Yud Zayin. Then we had the Skashen, that was on Daf Yud Tes. And now we have Karen. Shor HaMazik Rishus HaNizak Ketzad. What's the case of Shor HaMazik doing damage in Rishus HaNizak? Nogach, Noshach, Ravatz Ba'at. All these cases of Karen. If he gored with his horns, or he pushed with his body, or he bit with his teeth, or he kicked, or he lay down on in a way that was kavanah lahazik. Rishus harabim mishalim chati nezek. And rishus harabim, Karen pays chati nezek. That's the regular din. Rishus hanizak. Here's the machlokas we referred to a few times in the first parak. Rabbi Tarfon Omer nezek shalim. Rabbi Tarfon says nezek shalim if by Karen in rishus hanizak. Vachacham Omer chati nezek. And the chachamim say chati nezek. Why? So we're going to have the limud in a minute. But first, the Rishash here wonders, he says, the Nezek Shalim of Rabbi Tarfon in Rishus HaNizak, is that Mamon or is that Knas? Right, we had the Machlokas earlier in Daf Tezvav, whether Paganiska Mamona or Paganiska Knasa. So they ask the Rishash here, is what about this case, when Nezek Shalim in Lamadam or Paganiska Knasa Nistapakti? If you hold that the regular Chati Nezek is Knas, because Stam Shvarim are B'cheskas Shimur, and therefore the guy shouldn't have to pay anything. Well, you make it pay, so he guards his shor. So according to him, what about the Nezek Shalim in Rishus HaNizak? Is that Chatzi Nezek, or is that Knas, or is that Mamona, Big Nafkamina? What about Bizman Hazeh, when there are no Knasos? So says the Rishash, it's Tapakti, there be Tarfon, B'chatzer HaNizak, the Nezek Shalim, Imamona Hu O Knasa, V'lechora Nira Tavi Knasa. He says, but for two reasons, I think the Nezek Shalim is Knas. Number one, he says, Chada, Dechom HaShani Yichol Lomer Dayo Amrinan. As much as you can limit a Kal V'Chomer, you limit it. And as we're going to see, the basis for Rabbi Tarfon is a Kal V'Chomer. And we'd rather change the least factors that we can. So if the Chatzi Nezek was Knasa, so too the Nezek Shalim should be Knasa. So we'd rather not change that factor if we don't have to. So is that Osha Ben Adin? Right, so that'll be the next point of the Rishash. Okay. In a second. Jump in the gun. But Lechora, it's good to jump the gun. So, okay, stand up. My fourth grade Rebbe, whenever somebody did something in my life, he said, stand up. Stand up. So he said, Baruch Shekivanti. Baruch Shekivanti. And then everybody was like, oh, he's not embarrassed. He's getting credit. Okay, Baruch Shekivanti. Lechora Nira Tavi Knasa. So number one, I think it's a Knas. Number one, we have to say Dayo. Shenis Zilbasar Taima. I'll give you a reason. What's the reason? We should the Becheska Shibur Kaimi. According to the Mandar Paganiska Knasa, why do you pay Chatzi Nezek in Rishos Harabim? Because it's really Becheska Shimur, but we say, you know, you should guard your shor. So here too, if it's Becheska Shimur, that didn't change. So therefore, it's Knas. It's Becheska Shimur. So you shouldn't have to worry about it, just like you don't have to worry about it in Rishos HaRabim. You shouldn't have to worry about it in Rishos HaNizak. The stakes are higher, because the Nizak's property is around, but still it's Becheska Shimur, and therefore it should be Knasa. The only problem then is, Avol Kasha Lefi Zed, the next line of the Mishnah we're about to have, is the whole mocker for a bitarfon is from Shein and Regel. And we know, the Gemara says, we had it in Ksubas and elsewhere, you're not allowed to learn Mamon from Knas from Mamon, and Mamon from Knas. It's two different categories of context of halacha, of payments. So how do you learn one from the other? So he leaves that Bezarachim. Leaves that Bezarachim. Number one. Number two, the second point of the Rishash, exactly what Josh just said, and that is, we're about to have a Kal V'Chomer to teach me Nezek Shalim, according to Rabbi Tarfon, you're going to learn it from Shein HaRegel. We're going to read it in a minute. But why isn't that an issue of Onshin Min Hadin, getting a punishment based on a Kal V'Chomer? We had this discussion of Dav Beis in Tosfos. Dav Beis, Tosfos said, there's a day out there that says Onshin Min Hadin. So Rishash says, why don't Tosfos bring this as a raya? The sheet of Rabbi Tarfon. And according to the Manda Amar is that hold Ein Onshin Min Hadin, as we discussed the three different svaras that the Achronim give for Ein Onshin Min Hadin, either it's a Midihi Batorah, Xeris HaKasav, or because there might be a problem with your Kal V'Chomer, and Ein Onshin Min Hadin, so if there's a problem, maybe you can give a punishment for nothing. Or number three, maybe the Chomer is so stringent that this punishment is not enough for the stringent context. It's so bad. So those are the three ideas we gave behind the Einon Shimon Adin back on Daf Beis. So why the Rishash says, why didn't they bring this? Answers the Rishash. Here, he said, quotes the Tosfos Yatav on the Mishnah, who asked that question. And he says, here it's not a problem. You know why? Einon Shimon Adin is, or let's say it this way, Einon Shimon Adin is only a problem if you're learning the entire halacha from the din, from the Kal Vachomer. Here, you would know Chatzi Nezik even without the din. Chatzi Nezik and Rosh Hashanah Yachid, you know any case. What's the Kal Vachomer adding? The other half. The other Chatzi Nezik Shalim. So there you would say Einon Shimon Adin, because you already know the punishment. Now it's just a question of how much. So the details you're learning from Kal Vachomer, okay, so then that's not such a jump. Going from Chatzi Nezik to Nezik Shalim, not such a jump, that's a quantitative jump. Remember what we had back on Tosfos Daf Yud Ches or so? Going from Migufo to Ma'aliyah, as we'll see, maybe that's a qualitative jump. But going from Chatzi Nezik to Nezik Shalim, not such a jump, and therefore in this case you would be able to do Einon Shimon Adin, even if you usually hold Einon Shimon Adin, and that's why Tosfos on that basis didn't bring this as a raya to his shita of Onshin Min Hadid. Okay, important Rishash on this Gemara. Rishash, if you remember, by the way, was a banker. Was not a Rav, and he commented on almost every daf and shas. Almost every daf and shas, Rishash has something to say. So, we should have something to say about every daf and shas, right? Whether it's a kasha or a teres, we should have something to say about it. Right, that's the Musa for today. Okay, let's continue. Amar Lahem Rabbi Tarfa, there'll be a little more, though, don't worry. Amar Lahem Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says, okay, now we get to the Makar. Uma b'makam shehekel al hashen v'al haregel v'rishus harabim shehu patur, in a place like rishus harabim where shein and regel is patur. Hechmer alein b'rishus anizek l'shalim nezek shalim. Shein and regel goes from patur in rishus harabim to nezek shalim in rishus anizek. Shemakam shehechmer ala karen b'rishus harabim l'shalim chati nezek. So karen, which is chayv in rishus harabim, half chati nezek she'eno din she'nachmer la b'rishus anizek l'shalim nezek shalim. So surely should be chayv b'rishus anizek also nezek shalim. That's Rabbi Tarfon's Kal Vachomer, and that's why the Rishash asked that question. Amru lo, they answered him, Dayo love him in adin lios kenidon. The principle that has come up one time earlier, we had is a limitation principle on Kal Vachomer. Whenever you have a Kal Vachomer, Dayo says enough. Enough to learn to the Chomer exactly what the milamed, what the teacher in the Kal Vachomer had of the Kal. So you're saying your Kal Vachomer from Rosh Hashanah, so my Rosh Hashanah chati nezek, after Rosh Hashanah chati nezek. Don't jump. You want to learn a chiyuv here, fine. But in Rosh Hashanah it's chati nezek, so doing Rosh Hashanah is chati nezek. That is the first step. So Amar Lahem, Rabbi Tarfon answers them, Afani, no. What's, you got my milamed wrong. I'm not learning it from Keren in Rosh Hashanah, which then I would have to limit it to Chatzi Nezek. I'm learning it from Shein and Regel in Rosh Hashanah. Umlo adun Keren mi Keren. I'm not learning Keren from Keren. Ane adun Keren mi Regel. I'm learning Keren from Regel. Ma b'makom shehekal ala Shein v'al haRegel Rosh Hashanah. That's where you start from. If Shein and Regel in Rosh Hashanah is Pater, hechmir b'Keren, though you're makom from Keren there, Makom shehechmir ala shein v'ala regel b'rishus anizak, in a place where machmir shein regel b'rishus anizak to pay nezek shalem, ain't no ditcha machmir b'keren. So surely you should also be machmir and keren and pay nezek shalem. So really, the step right beforehand is the nezek shalem step. Ask the Gemara, same exact comment. Amru lo v'cham say back, no, daya lo v'nadin liyos kenidon. Ma b'rishus aravim chatzi nezek, af b'rishus anizak chatzi nezek. Period. Very difficult. The Maharam here in the back deals with what changed. What changed in the two steps of the Mishnah? They're very similar. You just switch around the words a little bit. It seems that the question is, does Dayo affect if any of the Malamed, you can limit to that level? Meaning, Karen in Rishus Harabim is being used here in the Malamed. The question is, how direct is it being used? So the Chachamim say back to Rabbi Tarfon, Lamaisa, you're using Karen in Rishus Harabim. If you're using Karen in Rishus Harabim, Dayo Tachati Nezek. The Rabbi Tarfon, though, has some type of way to think that if Karen and Rosh Hashanah is not the direct previous part of the Kal Vachomer, you'd be able to get away with it, even if you hold to the principle of Dayo, which the Chabad say, no, Tachlis, you're using Karen and Rosh Hashanah, so therefore, you would have to say Dayo. Okay, but this is the Machlokas that we referred to before. Whether you say Karen or Rosh Nizak switches to Rosh Nezak Shalim or not. Okay. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Tarfon, less like Dayo. Does Rabbi Tarfon not hold of Dayo?
Right. But he does hold the
right. So in the Mishnah, he holds it, but the Gemara itself is bothered maybe by our question that we just said. So when do you hold of Dayo? There's part of the Malamed here. So when do you hold of it then? He tries to explain, but we don't really know the principle. When does he hold of it? Does he not hold of Dayo? But Dayo Daraisa, who? What do you mean? Dayo is a din Daraisa. Ditanya, meaning it's part of the Midos Shatorah addresses by him. Just like you have Yud Gimel Midos, Dayo is also a principle, right? Related to Kavachomer, right? Maybe it's a connection to Kavachomer. Ditanya, Midin Kavachomer Ketzad. What's the rule of Kavachomer? You know it from story of the end of Parshas Baloscha. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe after Miriam and Aaron told Lashon Hara about Moshe Rabbeinu, which we'll get to a little bit later. Says Hashem to Moshe, talking about Miriam's punishment, the Avia Yarok Yarak Befaneha. If her father would spit in her face, Haloti Kalim Shivas Yamim, she would be so embarrassed. She'd have to sit for 7 days all by herself in seclusion. Right? So if her father sits in there for 7 days, Kavachom al Shechina Abasar Yom, so surely she should sit for 2 weeks. If the Shechina embarrasses her, meaning I gave her tzaras, so really that's like Hashem spitting at her in her face. So therefore you should wait 14 days. If it's a person for 7 days, surely the Shechina for 14 days. Ella, but what do we say? Says the Gemara. Dayo lava minadin lios kenidon. No, you say dayo, and if the father is the malamed, so if the father is 7 days, so the Shechina is also 7 days, and that's why Miriam got it for 7 days. So question marks. So you see, is a principle in the Torah? Principle in the Torah of Dayo. So how could Rabbi Tarfa not agree with it? Meaning, when does he accept it? When does he not accept it? Where do you get 14 days for? Why should the Shechina automatically be double? We know Hashem is infinite. Maybe it should be 100 times. Why double? So says Tosis. You wouldn't think Rabbi Tam would make this connection, but he does. Kal v'chomer l'shechina l'yudal ad yom. Rabbi Tam says, it's the Gemara Nida. What's the Gemara Nida? The Gemara Nida says that the father gives a certain amount of materials or ingredients for the child. And the mother gives a certain number of ingredients to the child, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the rest. So it says, what are they gifts? If you add them up, the father there gives 5, the mother gives 5, and Hashem gives 10. So you see, Hashem is the third shutif in a baby, but he gives double the amount of items into the baby. So that's why that's 14 days. You have to have double. Right? If the father does it, so then you should sit in seclusion for 7, surely HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 10. Or Tosfos says v'yesh b'farshim denaka yudal ad yom kineged shnei haskeros. Right, we know by mitzora that you always go in units of 7, and you know there are two types. You could have hesker, you could have muklat. You know it goes being groups of 7. So in hesker pachos b'zayin yamim. So whenever you're going to go more than 7, you do it in groups of 7. Whenever you're going to go more than 7, you do it in groups of 7. So it should be 14. So that's the 2 days in Tosfos. Interesting. In all dinim of tumah. It always works in units of weeks, right? You have mitzorah works at 7, tamei meis is something for 7 days, zava is 7. Something that a week is a unit of time, nida, right? Unit of time for tumei tara. The Rachaim HaKadosh points this out in Emor when he talks about Tzivir Sa'omer. Right? I'm sorry. Yoledes is 7 and 14, right? Yoledes 7 and 14. Then you make tara. You make tara is different, 33 and 66. But you make tumos also of Yoledes. This is 7 for a boy, 14 for a girl. So the Rechaim HaKadosh even says for a nation it's 7 and 14. That's what he says, that they've been Pesach the Shavuos, you may Svira, or Sviris Nikiyim. We're Catholic Shiva Nikiyim from Pesach the Shavuos, but it's just that we're a nation. So you had to have 7 weeks instead of just 7 days. So that's what the Rechaim HaKadosh says Afi Kabbalah in Parshas Emor. So this is Tosos, 2 days. Fascinating Gra, I think I mentioned this once in past, maybe not recently, the Gra in Parshas Vayetze, where Lavan says to Yaakov, Ach atzmi uvesari ata. Come on, Yaakov. We're family. Atzmi uvesari ata. So what's atzmi uvesari? What's the double lashon? So the Gra quotes the Gemara Nida, that shlosh shudrim ba'adam, the father gives the gidin va'atzamos. Right? The mother gives the basar v'adam. So says Lavan to Yaakov, I am Atzmi Basari. I'm related from the father's side and your mother's side. Atzmi, where the bones come from the father, and Basari from the mother. Why Atzmi? Why? Because they are, right, they're second cousins from the father. Why? Because Avram's a grandson of Nachar, Avram and Nachar are brothers, and Yaakov is a grandson of Avraham, and Lavan is a grandson of Nachar. Right? So on the one hand, they're related from the father's side. And also, Rivka was Lavan's sister, right? So they're related both in the mother and father. That's Atzmi Basari Ata. So I once heard a Hosafa for Rabbi Isaac Bernstein that maybe this is also why by a Misha Berach we use the mother's name, and by a Kelmali we use the father's name. Why? Because by a Misha Berach, you're asking for Rachmanis on the Basar of a person. Right? And that's why the Basar comes from the mother, and that's why you say, you know, Rachmanis, you use the mother's name. By a Kelmale, the only thing left after a Ptira are the Atzamos. Right? The Basar doesn't last so long. So that's why you use the father's name by a Kelmale, because that's the Hosafa that the father gave. Okay, that's the Grah related to the Tosfos about all the Shutfin in a person. We continue. So ask the Gemara, does he reject Dayo totally? He can't reject Dayo. It's a din in the Torah. So he answers the Gemara. No. Ki lesle Dayo hecha demifra kavachomer. When does he reject Dayo? We had this earlier also. He rejects Dayo when if you would say Dayo, the kavachomer wouldn't teach you anything. Demifra kavachomer. It would be totally disproven. Hecha de lo mifra kavachomer. But in a case where the kavachomer would not be undone, isle Dayo. Meaning if you could have a kavachomer and say Dayo, the kavachomer would still teach you something. Great. Wonderful. So now we explain. Hasam, over there by Baal Oscha, Shiva the Shechina Loksivi. It doesn't say anything in the Torah about the being embarrassed by the Shechina. That's what they're trying to figure out. There's no marker in the Torah for how much time a person should be alone if the Shechina embarrasses. So Asa Kavachomer, I see Arbasar. So the Kavachomer comes to tell me 14, the Kavachomer the Shechina. Asa Dayo, Afik Shiva, Vuki Shiva. Dayo removes 7 and keeps it to 7. So therefore, I agree with Dayo there. Because say Dayo, you'd still learn a week to the Shechina. Because there was no mucker for being embarrassed by the Shechina. Aval Hacha, but in our case, Chatzi Nezek Siv. It says that Karen is Chayv Chatzi Nezek. And Pashtus doesn't limit that anywhere. Right? Va'asa Kavachomer, Va'asi Chatzi Nezek Achrina, V'nasa Nezek Shalem. What does my Kavachomer do? Says every Tarfon. It adds on an extra Chatzi Nezek in Rishus HaNizak to make a Nezek Shalem. Idarash to Dayo. If you say Dayo and say no, you're only Chayv Chatzi Nezek in Rishus HaNizak, Ifrach Le Kavachomer. The Kavachomer teaches me nothing. I already know Chatzi Nezek is Chayv. So I'm saying, why does the Mishnah? The Mishnah could have answered, you're asking. He holds of that, but here Mifra Kavachomer. It sounds like from the Gemara, from the Mishnah, that he's trying to. You can always answer even l'shitascha. I'm trying to figure it out, right? According to me, you could just say mifra kavachomer. But I'm even trying to answer according to you. That would be the. I would guess. So says the Gemara. Rabbi Tarfon says if you darshan this dayo by nizak by Karen or Shusha nizak, then the whole kavachomer would fall apart, and therefore I don't darshan it. V'rabbanon, what would the Rabbanon answer to that? The Rabbanon who say that. You say Dayo even if lo mechper kavachomer. They say no. Shiva the Shechina ksivi tisarka shivas yamim. No, you already know from a pasuk in the Torah that if you're embarrassed by the Shechina, you'd have to sit 7 days. Meaning, in that context of Dayo, it would be a case where mifrach kavachomer, and still you say Dayo, right? You already know that. Very tarfa. No, who tisager darshin and Dayo who. No, that pasuk of Tisager is teaching me that you say that's after Dayo, meaning 7 days because you said Dayo, not even though you have this, you still say Dayo. It's because you said Dayo. That's why there's a week.
So the Rabbanon agreed to this principle that if the Kavachomer doesn't come to do anything, you don't say Dayo.
No, Rabbanon say that even if they say this is an example of Mifra Kavachomer, right, and still you say Dayo. V'Rabbanon Ksiv Krachrina. No, the Rabbanon say there's another pasuk. But he saw Miriam. Miriam says it's a different pasuk to teach me once you say Dayo. Rabbi Tarfa, Rabbi Tarfa says no. Hahu, the extra pasuk is to teach me the following. The afilu ba'alma darshina Dayo. That not only here do you say Dayo, but you say Dayo always. Why? What would we have thought? Velo Tamar, don't say, Hacha mishim kvodo shal Moshe. You know, Moshe Rabbeinu davened here, Kelna Rafan Allah. He davened. So if we would say, maybe here we say Dayo for the covenant of Moshe Rabbeinu to have his tefillah makubal. But in general, maybe you wouldn't say Dayo. Avabal Malo, Kamash Balan. That's why we say that you need an extra buzzer to teach me that you say Dayo everywhere. Okay, Lamaisa, it's a machloka between Rabbi Tarfon and the Chachamim, whether you always say Dayo, even if the Kavachomer would totally be not teach you anything or not. Remember, Kavachomer, we mentioned many times, I'll mention it again, is something that you darshan me'atzmo. Right, like Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph, Rashi and Tosafot discuss. Everybody agrees, like Zeira Shava, you have to have a Mesorah. Everybody agrees that by Kavachomer, you're allowed to do it yourself. The Machlokas is everything in between. Right? The other, Binyanav, and Prado Klal, Aribu Umiyet, but everybody agrees Kavachomer you do yourself. So if Kavachomer you do yourself, the Chachamim say, look, if you have to, there's also built into the principle of Kavachomer is the principle of Dayo. So you'll have to learn something, but there is a limitation to the rule of Kavachomer. Well, there are a lot of limitations, right? Think about all of it. Ein Onshe Men Adin, Ein Masir Men Adin, right? Kavachomer is limited. Kavachomer is limited out of all the Midos Shatarded Reshes Bahein. I saw a fascinating two horrors. Number one is in this Kamosi Shalal Rav, it's a beautiful Likut on various on Allah Parsha. So he writes, quotes on the Kal Vachomer, why did Hashem have to make them Darshan? He goes to Moshe Rabbeinu and says the Kal Vachomer, right? Why didn't Hashem just tell him the din? Why didn't Hashem just tell him this is the din for Miriam? If they tell him a Kal Vachomer, if her father embarrasses her, surely me, surely the Shechina. Just tell him the din straight out. So says Rav Chaim Paltiel mi Aishashuk. He says Hanelo Yodua. It's known Moshe Rabbeinu. What was the whole content of the Lashon Hara that they spoke? It's that Moshe Rabbeinu was Parish B'Na'isha. Right. Oh, well, we're Nevi'im too. We're still living with our wives. Why was it? Why did he have to be Parish B'Na'isha? So why was Moshe Rabbeinu Parish B'Na'isha? It's Gemara Yevam, Stuff Samach Beis, where Moshe Rabbeinu says to himself, if B'nai Yisrael, which only talk to the Shechina once in their lives, and Hashem said they have to be Parish for 3 days before that, so me, I speak to Hashem all the time. Sometimes he comes to me without warning. Of course I have to be Parish B'nai Isha all my life. That was the Kal Vachomer. That was the tain of Aaron and Miriam to Moshe. There was Parish B'nai Isha on the smach of a Kal Vachomer. Mi B'li, he didn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how did he say this Kal Vachomer? What did he do? Hashem didn't tell him. Ulam be'emes, this is an atayna klapi Moshe, because a person is allowed to darshan a Kal Vachomer me'atzmo. That's what we just said. You don't have to hear from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why they lirmos to be meramis to Moshe, to Miriam, and to Aaron. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them a Kal Vachomer. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells them a Kal Vachomer, and also the din of Dayo. Lirmos lahem b'kach. Ki tov asa Moshe beinu shazak Kal Vachomer be'atzmo, even though Hashem didn't tell it to him, ki Kal Vachomer you can darshan for yourself. That's why he said the Kal Vachomer with the Dayo and didn't just tell him the din. That's the a worthwhile Aishashak that we have from Kamosi Shalal Rav. It's also an important, interesting point quoted in the Chavetzelas HaSharon. Chavetzelas HaSharon, if you ever saw one, are these mammoth svarim that they put out a couple years ago. I have right on this on Bamidbar. It's Lamdus. Lamdus al Seder HaParsha. Right, all the Kashas and the Terusim. So the he quotes the tragic story that's quoted in Hilchos Avelos in the Nosei Kelim and Shulchan Aruch. The Gnosei Kelim quote that Rabbeinu Gershom had a son who became a Meshumid. Rabbeinu Gershom Ar HaGola, Rashi's Rebbe's Rebbe. Right, he became a Meshumid. And Rabbeinu Gershom sat Shiva when his son became a Meshumid. Sat Shiva. Why? Because he darshan the Kal Vachomer. Darshan the Kal Vachomer. Im Avelos Flamisas Adam, sorry, and he sat for 14 days. He sat Shiva for 14 days. And he darshan, why? Im Avelos Misas Adam, Sorach Leshiv Zion Yomim, Kal Vachomer, Le'ibun Nefesh Adam, Mitachas Kafe Ashchino Yudal Yom. It's quoted in the Mordechai, it's quoted in all the Mefarshim, in the Gos Hashri, in Moed Katan. That's his Kal Vachomer. So, asks the Chavel Tzasa Sharon, Varisi Misha Hiksha, what about Dayo? What about Dayo? Darshan Dayo! Darshan Dayo, and therefore sit Shiva for 7 days. You can sit Shiva at all. There is a question, there's different versions in the Russian, in Nagos HaShri, when did he sit the Shiva for the 14 days? Did he sit Shiva right away? That's how some of them are Farshim, that's the more famous one. Or maybe after he died, he sat 14 days. Seven for his good, seven for his nefesh. Different Mefarshim, different versions of the story. But he says Venera. So why don't you say Dayo here? Assuming that the version that it was right away. So why don't you say Dayo? So says the Chavetzelas HaSharon, the din of Dayo, is there a svar for the din of Dayo? Well, you should be able to limit it. Seems to be a midah hibatora, right? I think Tosfos uses that lashon here. Tosfos uses the lashon of midah hibatora by Dayo. I don't remember where, maybe earlier. It's a midah hibatora. The hamida misuyemes the midah shatar nedreshes bahein. That even though the guf doesn't really undermine the Kal Vachomer, right? Even with the Kal Vachomer still makes sense, even jumping to the higher din. But still, this is how we learn it. Ba'ofan lefize barur, he says, Dayo applies when you're learning out a din. When you're learning out a din, to teach me a halacha, then you have to apply Dayo. That's where the midah is at Rashi's Bahen. You want to learn a din, so you say Dayo. But if there's nothing wrong with the svara. So if there's no downside, if it's just a personal behavior that you're darshaning a Kal Vachomer for, when you could darshan Kal Vachomer me'atzmo, then there's no limit of Dayo. Dayo is when you're trying to learn a limud ledoros for halacha, so then you have to say Dayo. V'yem keim kibud de lo banu kan l'chayiv avelos al meshumid yudal yom. Yakam yim b'chayiv the din. Ela lomar, sheyesh mi svara kiyim din avelos yil yudal yom. Tavad eshaper yafinon. She's kiyim din avelos. It's a kiyim. Is it a chayiv to teach me ledoros? No. But it's still a kiyim of avelos yudal yom. Okay, so that's what he suggests. But again, it's just important to know that shita of Rabbeinu Gershom, and that story of Rabbeinu Gershom. And one final point, and then we'll move on. It's a very important 12th chapter. If you ever have a couple hours free, the Chafetz Chaim on Seder Kachim. Chafetz Chaim put out the Asif HaZakenim on Seder Kachim, which is all the Achronim on Seder Kachim, the Bircha Zevach, Chatzon Kachim, the Panim Iris, all these Achronim that were Mufuzar Mufurad, Bein HaSvarim, that you didn't have one Sefer, we have all the Achronim together going daf by daf through all of Seder Kachim. The Chafetz Chaim himself put all of these from together, Al Seder Adaf, Beis Gimel Dalet Hey. And he says, because nobody learns Kachim, and there's very difficult Gersos, there's very difficult issues, so I'm going to put out the Sefer. So he spent much time to put it out. That's Sifas Kenan Kachim, Ez Hashem. In a few years, we'll be able to study it together. As a Hakdama to that, he has 12 Prakim called Maimer Torah Or, where he talks about the importance of learning Seder Kachim, and about Karbanos, and then nobody learns it today, and you find Echon Mine Elef that knows Hilchas Karbanos, and even if they learn it, they don't learn it Halakha L'maisa. What's going to happen tomorrow? Mashiach's going to come. Nobody's going to know anything. Nobody's going to know anything. Forget if you're a Kohen, if you're a Yisrael. You have to know what... We all have to know this. So he has 12 prakim, 12 different points about the importance of learning Seder Kachim. So in the 12th Perek, he talks about Tzipisa L'Yeshua, what we're going to be asked for ultimately, and he says, you know what my biggest raya for Tzipisa L'Yeshua is? He says, the end of Parshas Baaloscha. What does it say at the end of Parshas Baaloscha? You have the story of Miriam, and there's one word there that says it all. Vayomer Hashem pitzom el Moshe ve'el Aaron ve'el Miriam. Sush lashchem elom oed. And Rashi says, they were screaming, Mayim, Mayim, Letfila. Why? Because Hashem appears to me. What's the word? Pitom. Vayomer Hashem pitom el Moshe ve'el Aaron. Suddenly. Vakavana shelafichach niglaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu pitom. Why did Hashem appear to them pitom? To teach Aaron and Miriam. This is how I appear to Moshe. I appear to him pitom. That's why he has to be Parish Ben Isha. That's why he has to stay in the state of Tara. All of a sudden, I appear to you, you're like, I have to go watch the mikvah. That's the point. Because I'm Moshe Rabbeinu, it happens suddenly, so he has to be Parish Ben Isha. So then he says, how's the Geula going to come? The Geula's going to come pitom, right? And what are we going to do? We start to be running away. What's going on? I need to learn Kachem and Taras. I don't know anything. Right? Pitom. That's how the Geula is going to come. V'kivat shayishua b'higalas kvodah yisbrach yepitom lo yeh azman l'hachan atzman l'avodah v'asher alimut hu lo l'shah v'shatayim. You can't learn it all in an hour. Ki im l'kama shanim v'limut halachis avodah l'levi'im gamkein haya nitzra chame shanim. The Levi'im spent 5 years, 25 to 30, learning this. K'mabur v'zachas chulun uv'prat l'karnim sh'zorach leida kolon yoni ha'kodesh v'amikdash sorach l'hachan atzman mikodim kasher ba yavo pitom yimuchan l'avodosi yisbarach. Hilchas Avoda, lo yom yomayim. He continues, and that's what he gives chizuk. He says we have to open up our eyes, and we have to learn it. That's the last. His major amazing chizuk. But it's a beautiful. All the prakim are beautiful. But that's what he writes. Pitom. That's the story of the end of Parshas Baaloscha with Miriam and Aaron and Moshe. Okay, here we go. Amalei Rav Papa L'Abaya. Rav Papa says to Abaya. I could come up with an opinion that does not hold of Dayo, even though saying Dayo would not cause the Kal V'Chomer to be Batel, would be Mufrach. I could come up with a Tana. Who's that? The Tanya, the Brisa says. Here we go. Keri Bezav Minayin. We know that Shichva Zera, Keri, Semen, is one of the Avos HaTumah. Right? The first parak of Mesechus Kalim lists off all the Avos HaTumah. The Shichva Zera of a Tar person is Tameh. It makes the person Tameh. And we know a Zav is Tameh. Zav, somebody who has an irregular emission for, let's say, 3 days. We had it yesterday. The Re'ios of a Zav and a Zava. If a Zav sees it for three times, even within the same day, he becomes a Zav. Godly Tameh for 7 days. As we'll see, anything that comes out of a Zav, any liquid secretion that comes out of a Zav, is also Tameh. His spit, his Ziva, anything that he has, his Meimei Raglav. So all that is Tommy. So now we're going to learn a Kal V'Chomer. Keri B'Zav Minayim. How do I know that the Shichva Zera of Izav is also Tommy? How do I know that? V'dinu it's a Kal V'Chomer. Uma Tahar B'Tahar. Tommy B'Tommy. If Tahar B'Tahar. If the spit of a Tahar person is Tahar, and yet the spit of a Tommy person is Tommy. Right, I mean, the spit of a Zav is Tameh. So, Ma Tar B'Tar. If the spit of a Tar person is Tar, and yet Tameh B'Tameh, that same spit of a Tameh person is Tameh. So, Tameh B'Tar, something that's Tameh by a Tar person, which is the Shechva Zera of a Tar person, is Tameh. Eino Dinshi E Tameh B'Tameh. So, surely the Shechva Zera of a Zav should be Tameh. right? If the spit of a tar person is tamei by a tamei, so then surely the shechva zera of a tamei person should be tamei. The kamaisi la bein lamaga bein lamasa. And the Amora says that, you know what the Braisa assumes? That once we learn out that the shechva zera of a zav is tamei, we learn out that is not only tamei by touching it, it's also tamei by masa, by carrying it. We know there are three ways to become tamei: touching, carrying, or ohel by tumas meis and by tsaras. But that's what we learn it, that maisi lo ben lamaga ben lamasa. So we learn shechva zera of a zav is tamei even if you just carry it without touching it. Right, let's say it's in a cup. It's in a cup and I carry it. Right? I'm not touching it, but I'm carrying it. So ask the Gemara of Yamai, how can you make that jump? We know the shechva zera of a tahar person is only tamei maga. We'll see. V'yamai, neba hani kavachomer lamaga, hani dayo lafuke masa. Maybe the kavachomer teaches you maga, and then you exclude it from masa. Exclude it, it's not masa. Aye, so what do you see from there? What do you see from there? That you don't say dayo. Well, we're not finished yet. So that's the raya. Why don't you say kavachomer, and then say dayo. You don't say dayo here. Right, you don't say dayo, even though without saying dayo, you'd still have a limud of teaching maga, tumas maga by shechva zera. So well, that's what we think right now. Before the next line of the Gemara, the Gemara then says, "No, what do you mean? V'chite malo maga l'ister kavachomer d'logar migaver tar. What do you mean? We would know shechva zera is tamei maga by azav, even without the kavachomer. Meaning the kavachomer would be mufrach if you would say dayo. No, itzrech. No, you would still need that pasuk." I might have said that only the shechva zera of a tar person is tamei, not the shechva zera of a zav. Why? Mikra lailaksiv. By the source in the pasuk of shechva zera being tamei, it calls it a mikra laila. Misha kerio gorem lo. Maybe the shechva zera is only tamei by a case where the shechva zera makes the person tamei. Meaning a tar person who has a shechva zera emission becomes tamei because of the shechva zera. Yotza ze, excluding this person, the zav, she'in ker yugorim lo, elo davar achar gorim lo. He is already tamei because of his ziva. Right? So maybe there, I wouldn't know shechva zera of a zav is tamei, kamash malan, that's the chiddush. So that's why you need the kavachomer to teach me the base din, that shechva zera is tamei maga by a zav. Dayo would have said the next one, but you see, you don't say dayo even if you want to say mifra kavachomer. Ask the Gemara, what are you talking about? What kind of drasha is that? It says Shechva Zera is Tamei. It doesn't say only if the Shechva Zera makes you Tamei. It's Velo Dabar Acher. It doesn't say that. So therefore, the Gemara ends up saying there's no Raya. Meaning, you would know anyway. You would know without any Kavachomer that the Shechva Zera of Azav is Tamei Maga. You would know that. So the Kavachomer comes and teaches me Masa. So we don't say Dayo there. You know why we don't say Dayo there? Because if you would say Dayo, it would be Mifra Kavachomer. So there was no raya. What was the Gemara trying to figure out? Is there a Tana out there that does not hold of Dayo, even if the Kalvachomer would stand? So we don't have a Tana like that. We don't. We tried, and we don't have it.
And if we did, we have a problem. If we would,
we have a problem. But the Rishonim try to figure out here, why is the Gemara so pushing to try to find an opinion, right? If we're going to reject these all? The Maskana, we're not going to find an opinion. We're going to try three times, and we're not going to find one. Uman, so fine. So Uman Tana, the Gemara just says, by the way, Uman Tama de Shamisle de Amar Shechva Zera Shel Zav Mitame Bamasa. Who is the one that says that Shechva Zera Vizav is Mitame by carrying it? Right? Ask the Shiva Kabat says, what do you mean? We just quoted a Brisa like that. What do you mean? Who is the Tana? You want to find a name for the Tana? We're going to find the name. So says the Shiva Kabat says, we're about to quote another Brisa, which also doesn't have a name. So they're both anonymous. So what's the Gemara trying to prove? You already have a Tana that says it, and now who is the Tana? It's Rebbe. No, there is no Rebbe. It's anonymous. So the Shinu Kabetza says, no, what the Gemara must mean is that this Braisa just said the Kavachomer, and then remember the line after the Braisa? Umaisila bein lamaga bein lamasa. Those words might be from the Amora explaining the Tana. So the Braisa might just say the Kavachomer, the Shechva Zera, but we don't have an explicit Braisa that says even Masa. That might have been the addition of the Amora. So that's why the Gemara says, you have a Braisa that says a Beferish? You have a Braisa that says a Beferish? That's the question. So Gemara says, after all, lower Blazer, lower Yeshua. Rabbaz and Yeshua both do not say that. They both say that the Shechva Zera Vizav is not Metabe B'masa. Ditzanan, as the Mishnah says, it's really a Braisa, the Tanya, Shechva Zera Shalzav Metabe B'masa, B'magav Emetabe B'masa, Devi Rabbi Eliezer. It's the lowest level Tumah. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you touch Shechva Zera, you have Metabe B'maga, meaning, let's say every time, that's what they used to have mikvahs in the houses. Many people have mikvahs in the houses because every time a man is with his wife, becomes tami mishum the shech fazera, right? Becomes tami shech fazera is batami la'erev. So at least for one day, right? So a kohen can't eat truma that day, and but shech fazera is up is batami b'maga. That's the lowest level of tuma. That's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Yeshua Omer afatami b'masa. Rabbi Yeshua says no. It's even batami b'masa. Why? Not fundamentally. Because every shech fazera has a few drops of ziva in it. So that's why it's also b'tami b'masa. Adkan lo kam Rabbi Yeshua Hasam. Why does Rabbi Yeshua say that there elashi yeshav lo tzuchei ziva? Because the svara that there's some ziva in there. Halava achilo. But fundamentally, theoretically, if he just had shech fazera, it would not be matame be masa. So again, we're back to who is the Tana that said the shech fazera of Ezav is matame be masa? We don't have anybody. It's an interesting Mordechai. What does it have to do with anything? You would think, it's Tumatara. Mordechai says no. Mordechai in Chulin, Shin Lamed, I think it's Shin Lamed Zayin. Shin Lamed Zayin, yeah, I think it's Tuf Shin Lamed Zayin. Tuf Shin Lamed Zayin. Says the Mordechai, quotes this Gemara, the Shech Vazera of Ezav is B'tamei Masa because there's some Ziva inside. He says, similar idea said in Yevamis, Mitzvah Chalitza, that let's say a Yevama, when she spits blood. Blood comes out of her mouth. The Gemara says, Chalitza Sak Sheira, why? Because it's impossible. There's no spit in there. Right. So there's no spit in there. Ask the Mordechai on these two Gemaras v'tema. What do you mean? We learned in Perakat Harov in Maseches Zvachim that Rabbi Yehuda holds ein dam mevatel dam ve'ein rok mevatel rok. Right. That was the sugya about min b'mino ein obatel. So if you have two items of the same. That are the same. They're not mevatel each other, right? Because there's no clash. We've mentioned that round before. Avol mashu lekuliyama the dam mevatel roke. If you have two different substances together, you go by the rove. So why doesn't vittel take place? Why don't you say if the woman spits blood, it's no good because the blood is mevatel the spit? Why don't you say in our Gemara that the shech vazera is mevatel the ziva, and therefore it's not matay but masa? Why, whenever you have a mixture, you say this vittel that takes place. Answers the Mordechai, two very important answers lemaisa. Number one, maybe our Gemara is a case where it's ba'en v'nikar, and that's why it's not batel. The Gemara says elsewhere that shech vazera and ziva look different, and they feel different, they have different texture. So maybe that's why there's no bittel there, because it's there. It's not batel, it's nikar. Right? If you have you have one tray frank that fell into 1,000 kosher franks, but you can see which one is the tray frank, you don't say bittel. You don't say bittel, one of them you see. Inami, or bittel only applies where something is nikar beforehand and then it becomes mixed in. But if it starts off, if the iser is no lad b'taroves, then you might not say bittel. The svara for that, we'll have to talk about in Maseches Chulin, but that's the Mordechai sheet. So here, it never started off separate. It was just inside, and also by the Yavama case. Okay, so that's an important Mordechai in Chulin, Tavshin Lamed Zayin, on this line. So ask the Gemara. Who is the man d'arba that holds shech vazera b'tami b'masa? So the Gemara says, hi, Tanahu. Don't look at the price. It's of a first Mishnah. Look at the first we ever started Maseches Seder Taharos. You don't have to get too far to get there. The first parak in Kalim. The Tzan the Mishnah says, l'mala mehen. The first few Mishnahs in Kalim list off all the avos atuma. So first the Mishnah lists off the sheretz and shech vazera and tamei mace. Right, those. And after that, the Gemara says, all those are b'tami b'maga. Right, somebody who is tamei mace. Not a dead body itself, that's even matayim ba'ohel. But somebody who touches a dead body is tamei meis, and he could transmit that tumah b'maga. So l'malayhan, even more than those, are zovel shalzav, viroko, v'shech vazaro, meimei raglov, meaning all the liquids that come out of a zav, including shech vazera, all of those, v'damanida, and damanida, matayim bein b'maga, mei b'masa. There's the Tana. The first Tana that shech vazera v'zav is matayim b'masa. What do you mean? Maybe that's only like Rabbi Yoshua Shita, that it's Efshar. You know why the Shech Vazera is Tameh? Because it has Ziva in it. The Gemara answered, no, in Kain listing Gabi Sovo. Then in the list, it should have been number two on the list, next to Zav. So Maisha the Tani La Gabi Roko. Why did they put Rok in the middle? So Ella, Mishum to Asi Miroko. It must be because Asi, because the Limud is from Rok, like we have the Kalvachomer on Amud Aleph. That's why it puts Rok in between. Period. End of that discussion. Next, Amalei Rav Chaim Ditti LeRavina. Rav Chaim Ditti says to Ravina, "V'ahai Tana lo darsh Daya v'avgav lo mifrikal v'chomer." We'll try again. I'm going to come up with a Tana that does not hold of Dayo, even though saying Dayo would not totally undermine the kalvachomer. The Tanya, the Brisa says, remember, whenever we have Kachem and Taris, as the Chavetz Chaim says, we should not be scared of it. We should take it as a challenge in order to get the Yisodos clear, just like we try to have Nezikin and Nashim and Moed clear. Right? We're just scared of it. The Rambam, Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik pointed this out, that the Rambam's Pirush Mishnayos to Taurus was the one that we had the most copies of. That's the one that he did more and more and over and over and over and over again, because he had something, he had a special connection in his heart to Seder Taurus. He has a long Hakdama, the Rambam, to Seder Taurus, with all the Klalim, with all the Adias of Tumen Taurus. So it's something that we should not be scared of, but just try to focus on more. Try to focus on more. So here we have another chance, another opportunity. Titania. The Brisa says, try to find this Panda Amar. Mafatz b'meis minayin. How do you know a Mafatz? Mafatz is like a mat. Like a mat, it's like something that you lie on, a rug. A mafatz b'meis binalan. How do you know a mafatz becomes tamei meis? How do you know a mafatz could become tamei meis? Why? Because if you look in the Torah talks about a kalim becoming tamei. This isn't a kli, right? This isn't a person. So how do you know a mafatz b'meis is tamei? So if it didn't, who? So it's a kal v'chomer. Uma pachim ketanim shetahorim bezov mitamei b'meis. So, if pachim ketanim are tahar bezov, what do you mean tahar bezov? A zov is an avatumah. A zov could be metame three ways. Rashi explains the yisodos, but I'll just say it outside. A zov can be metame things. A zov is an avatumah three ways. If a zov touches you, right, so then makes you tame. If a zov medris, if he sits on something that's normally sat on, a chair, a mattress, a blanket, that's tumas medris, a saddle of an animal. So a zav is metame b'medrash. That's the chiddush we mentioned in the past of mishkav azav that becomes an avatumah itself. It doesn't go down in tumah. It's one of the few exceptions that it goes across. It doesn't transmit tumah down, it transmits across. But a zav could touch something. If a zav touches something, it goes down. It becomes a rishon. A zav could sit on something. And a zav could move something. Tumas heset. If a zav moves something, it's also metame. But Rashi quotes the principle. Tumas heset of a zav is only in a case where there is tumas maga. If a zav cannot be metami something by touching it for some reason, then it cannot be metami something by moving it. That's the rule. So this case, you have tiny little pachim ketanim. Let's say you have a little vial. So how does a little vial that's made out of cheres, that's made out of earthenware, so how does a kli cheres become tamei? Only by hanging something inside. That's the special din of tumas kli cheres. Only if something hangs in. Because the whole importance of a kli cheres is not it itself, the value of the material, but only if you hang something inside. So, says, so could a zav be metame, this little pach? So it can't be metame if a maga, because kli cheres is only metame if you hang something inside. It can't fit its finger in the top. It's such a tiny little hole. So a zav can't be metame if a maga, and it also, therefore, can't be metame if a heset. And it's not made to sit on, right? So it's not metame tumas medris. So a zav cannot be metame in any way, shape, or form, this little bottle. So that's how, now we go. Uma pachim ketanim shetahorim bezav. If this pach katan, which is tahar by azav, it can never become tami from azav. Mitame b'meis, and yet this little bottle, if it's sitting in an ohel with a mace, it becomes tame meis, as long as it's not sealed shut, right? Because the tumah could go through into that little opening on top. So mefitz, the reed mat, shem mitame b'zav. A reed mat azav can be mitame. How? By sitting on it. Sheino din sheyitame b'meis. So surely the reed mat should be able to become tamei meis. The kamai sila, and we learn this, bein lo tumas erev, bein lo tumas shiva. The reed mat becomes tamei for 7 days, not just for a day, for 7 days. So says the Gemara, v'yamai ahani ema ahani kavachomer lo tumas erev, v'yahani dai lafuki tumas shiva. Why don't you say the kavachomer, but have dayo knock it down to 1 day tuma, right? Not just like tumas ziva. If a zav makes you tamei, it's only for 1 day, not for 7 days. So why don't you say the dayo? Ah, so what do you see? You see, you don't say dayo, even though you would have learned something. You would have learned something. So Amalei, kfar romanili Rav Nachman ben Bar Zachari l'Abaya. This question was already asked. It was already asked to Abaya. For Yomali Abaya, and Abaya said the Brisa was misquoted. Tana mimefitz b'sheres ma'isila. No, it's like a chesurim echsura. That earlier Brisa that we just quoted, you don't learn mafatz b'meis from mafatz b'zav. No, you learn it from mafatz b'sheres, becoming tummy from a sheres, as follows. V'hachi kamar. Mefitz b'sheres minayin. How do we know that a rug, a mefitz, becomes tummy if a sheres is on it? And again, because if you look in the pasuk, if you look in Vayikra, where it talks about a sheretz making things tamei, what does it mention? It says, Yud Aleph. It's Lamed Vase. Kli Eitz, Beged, Or, Osak, Kol Kli Asher Yasa Malacha. So Mafis doesn't fit into any of these categories. So how do you know a sheretz could make it tamei? So Vedinu, so we have another Kal V'Chomer. Uma Pachim Ketanim, Shetahorim Bezav, Temein B'Sheretz. If little bottles, which Azav cannot make tamei, as we just said before, three possible ways, they're all out. If a pachim ketanim, which is zav, cannot make tamei, tamei and b'sheretz, but a sheretz could make a tamei. Why? Because a sheretz could fit into the tiny little opening. right? It can hang into the little opening, so a sheres can make the pach katan tamei. So mefitz shatamei bezav. So a mefitz with a zav can make tamei. You can sit on it. And you know, tamei b'sheres. Surely a sheres should be able to make a tamei. So that's the kal vachomer. Ella. And therefore, there's no diet here. There's just a regular kal vachomer, and you learn it that it's tummy for one day. Ella mefes b'meis b'nayin. So lamaisa, how do you know mefes b'meis? How do you know that a rug in a ella meis becomes tummy? So you do not learn it from a kal vachomer. You learn it from a gzeira shava. Nemar beged v'ar b'sheres v'nemar beged v'ar b'meis. It says the words that a beged and an ar can be tummy by sheres and by meis. Ma beged v'ar ha'amar b'sheres mefes tummy ba. If beged v'ar that it says by sheres. Mefitz is tummy by a sheretz. A beged var hamar b'meis mefitz tummy ba. Right. So to the beged var that it says by meis, a mefitz is tummy to mas meis. And the Gemara adds on mufne. This gzeirah shava is mufne, which means the words involved in the gzeirah shava are extra. De'i lo mufne, because if they wouldn't be extra, that's the strongest type of gzeirah shava, where the words themselves are extra. Because if they wouldn't be extra, then sometimes you could ask kashas. Ika lamifrach, you could ask a kasha about comparing sheretz to meis. Mala sheretz. Sheretz has a chumra that meis doesn't have. Mala sheretz kin metame beka adasha. A lentil size piece of a sheretz is metame. Tamar b'meis, shein metame beka adasha, ala b'kezayis. A meis requires a kezayis size piece, which is bigger. So therefore, if it wouldn't be extra words, you'd be able to undermine the gzeirah shava. So the Gemara says, la'ai, it's true, afnuye mufne, it's extra. Where is it extra? We're going to explain how it's extra. Michdi, let's see. Sheretz is kishla shechvazera. Sheretz is already compared to shechvazera in the pasuk. It's in the same pasuk. A hekesh. Dechsiv, o isha shetetse shechvazera. Bechulu. Vesamachle, o isha sheika bechol sheretz. It says sheretz and shechvazera in the same pasuk. Vixiv, baby shechvazera. Bechol begad bechol or sheyel of shechvazera. And it says already by shechvazera, begad and or. Begad v'or, the kazar achmanda b'sheretz lamali. Shvami no lafnuye. So you see, begad v'or by sheretz is extra. So it's open to learn the gzeir shava to mace. The Akadi Mufna Mizan Echad Hu. So fine, only one side of the Kavach Omer, one side of the Gzeirah Shava is open. Hanich Lamanda Omer Mufna Mizan Echad Lamed Nemi Shivin Shafir. So according to the Manda Omer that says, as long as one side is open, then you cannot ask any kashes. Fine. El Lamanda Omer Lamed Nemi Shivin Meikel Lameimar. But there is an opinion that says if it's only open on one side, you're allowed to ask kashes. Then we're back to the questions. The Gemara says, Demes Nam Yafnuye Mufna. This is Mufna from both sides. Mishneit Stadim. How do you know? Michti, let's see. Mace is kishul shechvazera. Mace is also mukash to shechvazera in the pasuk. Dichsiv v'chanogeh b'chol tamei nefesh. Oh, ish shetetzi b'menu v'chulu. V'ksiv bebe shechvazera. So you see mace and shechvazera in the pasuk together. And it says by shechvazera v'chol beged v'chol ar asher yeel of shechvazera. So beged v'ar dekadze rachmane b'mace lamali. So why do you have beged an ar by mace? Shema mina lafnuye. V'vi mufna mishneit sadim. Period. So what do you see? You have a gzeirah shava between sheretz and mace. The words are extra by both, so it's Gzeirah Shava Mufna, and that's the marker to teach me that a mefitz, it's tamei by mace. And therefore, Lamaskana, what's important for us, this is not based on a kal vachomer. Therefore, there is no opinion out there that says that you don't say dayo, even if, there's no opinion out there that says you don't say dayo, even if the kal vachomer wouldn't be mufrach. So you don't say that. I guess we'll stop here. We have four more lines to the sugya, but we'll stop here by Hanicha, because we'll learn about Domina Mina, Beth Hashem, tomorrow. So we'll stop here, and tomorrow we get into Adam Mu'ar La'olam, and Melechas Machsheves, and Grama versus Garmi, and a lot of other sugyas in time for Erev Shabbos. Okay.